Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're...
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Your homeboy, the pride of the South Side, B-Mo Slim, and you are now listening to Lawless Radio with the chairman, my homeboy, TL. Y'all already know what it is. Tune in. Tell a friend. Let's get it popping.
With God at my back, Granny watching over me, new day, same time, same agenda. I say to y'all, what's the business? What's the business? What's the business? You already know what it is, baby. It's the chairman. Lawless Radio is on live. Y'all know what to do right about now. Call a friend and tell a friend to bring about four or five friends so we can get it in, baby. Next 2 hours, we're going to do what it is we do on Lawless Radio, and that is support your local come-up. Underground, unsigned, independent music. A new day, y'all. 6 years, the chairman's been coming to y'all on Wednesday. We used to call it the midweek release and all of that stuff. Well, I'm at the end of the week, so what I'm calling, I guess we done bust now, right? No, we ain't going to do all of that, man. We just going to call this the Jamming Fridays, baby, because right after Maine Lawless Radio, I'm on Lawless Radio after dark. So y'all want to talk grown folks talk with me. Y'all want to let your hair down. Y'all want to kick off your shoes. Y'all want to do what it is we grown folks do. Come on, Lawless Radio after dark. But right here, baby, we got to keep it clean. We got the kids, man. Got to send a shout-out to my shawties out there, my shawties at Louise Redloaf. Man, I told him, man, that we was going to have this little softball game today. I told him it was going to go down. They thought I was kidding. They thought I was playing up until the chairman showed up. Yes, I'm dirty. Yes, my leg hurt. Yes, my back hurt. I know better than to be out there with some 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, but it's about the kids, y'all. This is what I do. We have fun with it, man. We got your man, Shane Donovan, on the show tonight. We got Nakita Beatman on the show tonight. Got new music from Shane Donovan on the show tonight. Just debuted new music from Jaleesa Velez, man, on the show tonight. This is what Lawless Radio has been doing. Shane D, what's going on, bro? What's happening?
Man, I'm cooling, man. Cooling downtown Atlanta. What's good with you?
That's what I'm saying. Downtown ATL. It's a little cool down there. The chicks got on the short skirts. Got on the short. Got on the high heels. Oh, yeah,
tell
baby.
Me about
I was on
it.
Downtown ATL with you.
Man, tell me about it. Balconies and drinks. That's all I'm about right now.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, man. Wait a minute. That's right. Today is a special occasion. Listen,
of course, man. Of course. The album is out Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. The album is out, man. Hey, and it's a disclaimer on the album. It's a disclaimer on the album now. This is for
music lovers only.
Music lovers only. If you ain't a music lover, this ain't your album. If you're trying to lean with it, rock with it, or snap with it, pop with it, this ain't your album. If you're trying to be bored, listening to the same old, this ain't your album. It's for music lovers only, baby. Hey, man, you got to tell me straight up. First off, hey, man, I ain't going to even front with you listeners. Man, this is my man. We didn't even holler earlier in the week, man. All we doing is continuing our conversation. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't going to even front with y'all. This is my man. I'm hollering. We just happen to be on the radio hollering so y'all can get in the conversation too. But me and my man finna converse right here. Man, you got to tell me those things. The album title, man. Where the album title come from? Why that title?
Man, you know, I feel like when I did this album, I wasn't going to get everybody. I wasn't going to hit every age group, every demographic. I was like, you know what? This is only for music lovers only. If you don't love music or even got a crush on music, then it's probably not the album for you. Go to the next one.
Right. And you know what? All kidding aside, I'm digging that because, I mean, it's you can call it, you know, clever marketing, or whatever, you know, somebody want to call it. But, I mean, when you putting together your projects, you know, and these things are a part of you, you know exactly the intended use. You know the intended use. You know, so when you say, this ain't for you, hey, little man, you ain't learned how to wear your pants yet, so this album definitely ain't for you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
young man, you don't know the foundation. You don't know the roots of this hip-hop game. This album ain't for you. I need you to go back. I need you to brush up. I need you to go and educate yourself, you know. Go after you educate yourself on this hip-hop game, then come back. You know, you done grew up a bit. Then that this album just may be for you because you love music. You know, you've absorbed it. You've taken it in, you know. But if you not liking it, and, I mean, when I first saw the promo, I said, wow. I said, that right there is ingenious. That's ingenious.
I mean,
let me tell you the first thing that came to mind. We were shouties. We back in the days you only had one TV, you only had one record player, one 8-track player, and the records that we weren't supposed to listen to were on the right of the hi-fi. That's what they called it back then, hi-fi. To the right of the hi-fi, you know what I'm saying? And the records that we could listen to were to the left. Now, on the right side of the hi-fi, you had Richard Pryor, you had Rudy Ray Moore, you had Lady Reed, you had Red Fox. You know, you had the stuff
classic
you couldn't listen to. But now, what do you think we wanted to listen to so bad? The stuff we were told not to listen to. So now when you put an album out and you say, hey, this is only for music lovers, the rest of you bums can't listen. You got a bunch of people breaking their necks now to try to listen to it. Why he don't want me to listen to it? I'm going to listen to it anyway. He can't tell me what to do. Watch me. I'm going to go back just to show him I can listen to it. You know what I'm saying? It's ingenious, man. It's ingenious, man. Hey, man, for my people tuning in, man, tell them a little bit about yourself, Shane.
Well, you know, I go by Shane Donovan, a.k.a. Billy Ray Valentine. I've been in this music game for a minute, man. I started in music and then quit, came back to music, quit again, came back to music. So I've been around this music thing for a minute. And it's just I miss hip-hop. So it's like I really wanted to bring hip-hop back. I mean, because like I said, like you said, disclaimer for music lovers only. If you're 21 years old and you're going to Privé tonight to turn up, this might not be the album for you. And it's just, I mean, it's just real talk. I just like music. I love music.
There you go. I mean, right now, when you're listening to out there, when you're listening to, and I know, you know, me being an artist myself, you ain't listening to nobody when you write and stuff. But we all have in our head that artist or artists that we would love for our album to go head-to-head with. Who out there would you love to see your album go head-to-head with?
Probably my favorite artist. Probably Jay-Z. I'm a big Tip fan. Huge Andre 3000 fan. I really want to be in that category. I mean, I think on my next album, I got a mixtape actually dropping this end of the summer. I made a lot of Jay-Z references. Hope he hear them. Hope he calls me out. Hope he come back, snatch me up or whatever. But you know, Jay, man, like I said, T.I., I'm a big Lox fan. Love Jadakiss.
Yeah.
I really wanted to make music on that level.
Right. And you know, that's a different music, music, man. You know, when we talk about, you know, timeless, you know, type joints, you know, I don't know of an artist yet. You know what? I take that back. I am fortunate to not know of an artist that don't want to be immortalized in this industry.
Right.
You know, Michael Jackson, my grandkids and my great-grandkids will be celebrating Michael Jackson. That is living forever.
Timeless, legendary.
Yeah, people are still celebrating Elvis Presley, you know, Nat King Cole. You know, we're talking about forever, you know. And when you're doing music, man, I really believe that is, you know, a true artist's intention, you know. I mean, you don't have, you know, your Picasso's paint a picture that they don't ever want anybody to see. Hey, we're going to keep this in my bathroom. I don't ever want nobody to see this. You know, you want it out there, man, for the world to absorb, man. When you're thinking along, you know, those lines, when you're thinking along those lines, you know, what are you doing as an artist, you know, to put yourself in a position to 10 years from now, you know, your music still having relevancy?
You know, it's like I try to study music. If you look at my iPod, man, you'll see some of the craziest things in my iPod. You might see Taylor Swift. You'll see, you'll see all kind of stuff on my iPod. I really just Johnny Cash. I mean, so I study music and try to see what's timeless music. What will they be listening to in 10 years? What will they be listening to in 20 years? I don't want to be just known as a one-hit wonder. I don't want to be Soulja Boy. I mean, I can't even quote a Soulja Boy lyric. You know what I'm saying? His biggest song was like, what, 6-7 years ago? I can't quote a lyric from that. But I can quote a lyric from Reasonable Doubt. I can sing a Michael Jackson song.
Okay.
I mean, Rick James. I can sing a Rick James song, but I can't tell you nothing about Soulja Boy or Franchise Boys. No disrespect to none of them, but I can't tell you one of their lyrics. I just don't want to be one of those type of artists. I want people to be like, yo, that's that Shane record back in 2013, 2014, that just made me jam. I mean, it's like, damn, every time I hear that song, I'm on it.
Yep, that's that relevancy, man. That is that relevancy, you know, and that's what I'm talking about right there. So, man, I'm real glad to hear you. I'm real glad to hear you say that because, you know, I don't know if our artists today are doing that, you know. When you're talking about studying music, you know, I believe that anything that we're trying to do, we need to study it. You don't go and get a job and just walk in there, you know, and, hey, I know what I know, and that's it. I'm not learning anything else. You want to excel at that job, you study.
A lot of on-the-job training, a lot of it.
Hey, there you go. You do it. I mean, that's the same for school, you know. And to hear you say that, man, you know, it makes me feel good because I know when I listen to the album, there's hints of everything in it. You know, me, myself, you know, like you just said, you know, you grab my phone, man. I have people rolling, man, because, I mean, I got Frank Sinatra in there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Keith. You know what I'm saying? I got different types of things in there because, you know, much like you said, I study it. You know, evolve. You know, where will it be 5 years from now? Where will it be 10 years from now? You study the trends. You know, you see what the common factors are. You know, so when I hear you say that, it makes it easily understandable. You know, as far as your album goes, because again, there are different elements. I'm gonna get this joint going. House Party, man. This right here, House Party. This probably like, man. This probably like probably my favorite, man. Hey, the song that I love the most. I can't play because y'all gotta give me a doggone radio edit, man. You and B snapped off. You and B snapped off, man. Y'all snapped off, man. I need a radio edit, man. Do you understand? I wanted that joint played right here tonight. Look at them, man, what they doing to me. But don't you?
I got you. It'll be en route in about 2 weeks. 2 weeks, it'll be en route.
All this radio after dark tonight. After dark, baby, we ain't got to worry about cussing, so I'm playing it tonight. Don't worry about it.
Hey, you know the crazy thing about that whole House Party record was, I recorded that House Party record in a hood studio, and it was like, at first when I got there, you know, everybody was chilling and doing their thing, not going to say nothing, but they were doing their thing. So when I came in there, I had the idea of the song. I'm like, yo, I don't want to do this song with everybody in the studio because they're going to look at me like, man, what is old boy doing, man? So it's like when everybody left, I was in my comfort zone. I'm like, yo, let's get it. And the dude was like, okay, what we about to do? And we laid it down. And he's like, man, this is the first time anybody's ever done anything like this in my studio at all. So we laid it down. And afterwards, he was like, yo, this is a hot record. I wouldn't do a record like this myself, but this is a hot record. Right. I feel this.
Right. Because everybody's trying to do that, what I call comfortable music. You know, what's out there, what's accepted. You know, people are trying to do that, man. Hey, y'all stay right there, man. Y'all want to hit us up, man? We live, man. 646-478-5209. You got the chairman and Shane Donovan, man. New night, Friday nights. You are not hearing wrong. Friday nights, man.
Yeah.
The chairman is here, baby. Get lawless.
Let's do it. back. Hangover shit, me and my crew the wolf pack. We poppin' roofies, we fondle Molly. And Ashley, Nikki, Sarah, Megan, Sasha, Holly. Like Baskin Robbins, I got 32 flavors. Let's keep the party going, I don't have no neighbors. Masquerades, dressing up like Halloween. Moonwalking, Michael Jackson, Billie Jean. House party shit, just like Kid and Play. Party all the time, that's just my AKA. Bottles in the air like the Super Bowl. Roll them stones, nah, that's just rock and roll. Party, 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 party. Zone out.
Double shot got me looking like, yeah, I'm feeling like a star tonight. They crazy on the floor. Maserati one way, GT and got me speeding down the one way. So fast, take flight like a runway. Top back, top model down the runway.
Hit 130, so I ain't in no hurry. I roll recruit a warrior, taking shots like Stephen Curry. Don't need the drama. Up late like a god insomnia, patrol like comma, shooting like country night night. I'm gone black out Obama. Dang. Dang, you free flownetic. Girl, this is my song, so you know we finna get
okay.
It. So turned up, that these can't turn me down. Ooh, boy, the after party, yeah, you know it's going down.
Shit.
I'm about to go free today. Hit Patron got me feeling like the double shot got me looking like. Yeah, I'm feeling like a star tonight. They crazy on the floor, so turn the lights on.
Trippin', tell me what you sippin', get a few more drinks, then we dippin'.
On to the hotel, no-tell, motel.
See, I'm going too fast.
Oh, well.
I got to say this to you, girl.
I swear to God, you wear it well.
The way the heels push up your calves.
Make me wanna act a fool in hell.
That drunk is just shaking, shaking, and I can't be bashful. I'm going off a bottle or two, so now I ain't bashful. I barely can stand, and I ain't talking about vertigo. I'm off in my mind, fantasizing that I'm working, yeah, it's the beat of the illa. They say crazy for real. No prisons, but I'ma cuff you on illa. I'm talking hard time, locked up. Back the way I like to bend it over, poke it out. Now baby, let me hear you shout.
Big crazy.
Crazy. Crazy. Crazy.
Crazy. Crazy. Crazy.
Crazy. Crazy. Patron got me feeling like double shot got me looking like. Yeah, I'm feeling like a star tonight. They crazy on the floor, so turn the lights on.
This is Damo Entertainment calling from St. Louis, and you are now tuned into Lawless Radio, the hottest radio show online. Love what y'all doing out here. I see you. This is Damo ENT, and I'm out.
That's what it is, man. Y'all got the chairman, man, and Shane Donovan, man. Friday
yeah.
13th, I just put the link up on the Facebook fan page, man. Y'all go there. Y'all click that. Y'all get that album, man. It is available right now, man, wherever you doing your downloading. I just put the Amazon link up there. But, hey, the album, it's for music lovers only. Music lovers only.
Only.
You know, he ain't loving music, man. He ain't loving music, man. I mean, we got to go back. Let me do this one more again. Watch this. Hey. Just listen to the track. Check, man. See, when I hear that joint, man, back in the days, man, it was a group called Inner City, man. One of the cats, Byron, man. This was my man. They had this song, Good Life.
In the good life, good life, good.
That's the straight house.
Good life.
Good. It just take me right there, you know, during that late 80s period, you know, with the fat
right.
drum sounds. You know, you don't have us before fat drum sounds because, you know, they're using the Fruity Loops, so everything is
right.
It's so crisp, it's cutting your damn eardrums. You know, you didn't have those, like, you ain't got that now, you know. So when you hear, like, those fat drums, man, and that's what I was listening to, you know, man, being a producer, you know what I'm saying, and an artist, man, I'm falling back, you know, and I listen to the whole, you know, I call it the chemical makeup. You know, I listen to that
right.
track. All right, cool. I listen to how you come off. Okay, cool. Now let's listen to the words. Okay, cool. And I mean, I'm listening. I'm like, oh, yeah, man, this yeah, man. Because you can expect my man like CNC Factory to get on. Hold on. Let me hit. Here we go. Watch it. I'm going to do a remix. But...
Yeah.
Here is the dome. Back on the track. The jam is live and I bet that I don't waste time. On the mic with a dope rhyme. Jump to the rhythm. You know what I'm saying? That's what you there. Tell me, say what you hear on that right there, man. Tell me, man. Hey, man,
man.
What's that late 80s, man?
I'm telling you, this is my European song. I think this song is going to get me back over to Europe.
And you know what? All kidding aside, man, I see it because, you know, they really dig in, you know, our dance music, but really they dig in our old school dance music. You know, I don't want nobody judge Younger TL, but back in the days I produced and wrote a lot of house music, you know, even though I don't say it out loud. You know, so I'm still kind of spending 80s money. You know, I got stuff that's still doing good, you know, overseas, right to this day, you know, and it's like funny that they picking up on that stuff, you know. So, you know, music, you know, listeners, you know, people that study music, you know, so like yourself, they would notice that and do exactly what you just said. Oh, this is made for you. You know the regions, you know the people, you know that demo that you're shooting for. You know, everybody shoot for that club, you know, I call them club liars. But you know what I'm saying? You ain't nowhere in the hell, you ain't got no money, but you're in the club every damn night. You're a club liar. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nowhere in the world, you know what I'm saying, you doing that. You know what I'm saying? Right, come on now. Yeah, you probably in there, but you work there. So tell the truth. You know what I'm saying? You work at the club, so you in there at night. You know? But anybody can make that music for them. You know, and I mean, that's real easy, you know, but when you shoot
it's
for
it's easy.
Oh, yeah, it's easy, man. It's easy, man. You know, but when you sitting back, you know, and you studying and you knowing who's listening to what, you know, that's when this stuff becomes strategy.
Right.
That's when it becomes strategic, you know, and I'm digging that. Right now, you know, you got any performances and stuff lined up?
You know, right now, I performed 2 weeks ago, but I don't really have nothing lined up right now. I got a few people hitting me with shows, but I don't know. You know, I've been at this so long, that whole open mic scene, I just don't know about that no more. But
yeah.
I'm not completely against it, but it's just like we got 50 artists lined up, and, man, people, by the time you get on, people don't want to hear that. So, I mean, I don't have nothing lined up right now, but it's in the makings. I had talks yesterday trying to get some do some shows out in Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee. So it's in the making. I'm just trying to let this album breathe right now, and then the music videos should be out next week. I got two videos dropping pretty soon: Rise and Grind and the Catch and Feelings joint. So we'll see. I mean, more to come from Shane Donovan.
And I mean that Rise and Grind. I cannot kid you, man. Hey, y'all. Y'all hearing it from my mouth, man. Y'all got to check that out, man. I mean, they really went in. I dug, you know, I just dug it. You know, I like riding a story. That's my deal.
That's my
I like
deal.
Riding a story. And when you listen to it, you know, you riding the story. I mean, even though, you know, when you listen to, like, the movie is,
oh,
like, pretty
God.
Much a setup. You know, it's a setup, you know, and it's breaking everything down. But I think that Rise and Grind really, really told that story, man. But for my people, I'm not trying to give away the album for y'all. You know, I want y'all to check out. But when you listen to the movie, I mean, just the inserts, you know. And you know what? I got to do that. As far as production-wise, you know, did you have a hand in the production or was it produced by different people?
No, my album pretty much is produced by like 4 or 5 different producers. The movie, actually, I don't even know how I found this dude. I heard the track, and I was like, oh, my God, this track is crazy. It's ridiculous. And I was like, yo, I got to get it. So I bought it, and it was just, I mean, the track was sick. And like I said, the movie concept just came from, I was just sitting there looking at, I had a box of DVDs. I'm like, yo, it's like, I just went through the box and just went in a zone. And I mean, because those are like my favorite movies or whatever. And it's like, a lot of people tell me, like, that's my best work ever was a movie. That's my joint. I mean, that's... When I did it, I was like, man, it has to be the intro to the album. It has to be the first song on the album.
Yeah. And I mean, it is truly it. Now, when you listen to the track, now, were those sections, you know, put in there? What is that from? Is that from Brown Sugar?
Brown Sugar. No, that was actually done. That was done 3 weeks ago. I was mixing the album down, and I was like, yo, I said, I realized like my life is like Brown Sugar. Brown Sugar, I mean, I relate so much to that movie. I was like, yo, I said, I got to put this stuff in there. So me and my engineer, Nick Fury, who did Game Over, we sat there and we was like, yo, I got to put these in there. So we just slid those in there. And I mean, it just came out perfect.
Man, it did. It came out on time. You know, the timing and everything was really hitting it because, I mean, you know, you telling the story, come back around, and basically she's narrating. You know, and that's what I got out of it. You know, she became your narrator at that
right.
point. Latrice. She hit on Facebook. She said she does that house party song. She said, "Did you ever do house music?"
No, never. That's like maybe the third song that I did that kind of resembled house music. I've never been a house fan, but like I said, I just had the concept that day. I was like, yo, I said, this concept's kind of dope. I said, let me write it on out and see what I can do with it. And then we just made the song. And like I said, the producer, the engineer was like, yo, I've never done anything like this in my studio, period. But it just came out perfect.
Yeah, yeah. And it really did. I mean, going through it, and I mean, when you put a theme out, when you put a title for Music Lovers Only, you know, you lock yourself in a box because
right.
you put together, you know, a project that's basic, you know, passe type project. You know, you really just stabbed yourself in the heart, you know, with your own title. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But when you listen to this in the makeup, you know, like I said, you know what? I think I'm gonna go ahead and get that. Let me get that movie for them. And me and you going to come back and talk, all right? Hey,
that'll work.
Movie, man. Y'all got the man, Shane Donovan, man. Y'all check out the movie, man. Here we go.
For many people, hip-hop was that first friend.
And I realized that that I'm the character you're writing on when you say that hip-hop lost its way.
Yo, what's up, man? It's like, my life is like a movie, man. You know, it's the soundtrack right here. You know, it's a bestseller. Get it on Redbox, on demand. You know, shoot on over to your neighborhood Blockbuster. It's music for your soul right here. It's epic. You know, ride with me.
It's like the ending scene, go ask Carlito. Far, far away, a place in time where we go. Sincere went to Africa, I'm a dirty dozen. Stella got a groove back and Eva got a husband. Madea got a job, why did I get married? Why would she want me when I'm dirtier than Harry? It's more than an intro, it's the backstage pass. Superhero shit like the kid from Kick-Ass. Bumpy Johnson, my nigga Prince is a hoodlum. I really like pork, so I couldn't be a Muslim. More smoking aces, move like Common. Batman really wasn't shit without Robin. I lived above the rim, my knees couldn't take it. I should've been an avatar, they all were butt naked. I tried to do the right thing, I lived like The Wire. Dave Chappelle's guideline, I spit hot fire. I broke my John Hancock when I signed a deal. I felt like Wesley when he played on Sugar Hill. A West Side Story, I left it in Oakland. Chiefs was my favorite when I watched Still Smoking. Delirious in Phoenix till them guns came out. George got shot when Diego ran his mouth. Cotton comes to Harlem, Red Fox took it. Big was notorious from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn.
I don't have to pretend with hip-hop. And hip-hop doesn't have to pretend with
thank you. is just beautiful. Will Ferrell, Shake and Bake, Ricky Bobby, his sons of anarchy till the white boys caught me. Like to wear rags until I saw colors. Gangs took a lot of sons from their own mothers. Wrote down my bucket list, hated funny people. The Boondocks was cool, I really loved the sequel. Boys in the Hood had me feeling like Drake. House Party made me wanna be a kid and play. Higher learning, I had a crush on Deja. And basketball wise, I got a thing for Malaysia. Usual suspects, I like to give at the end. Make up a story, never rat on your friends. The Outsiders, I could kick it with the Greasers. And Fred Williamson played the role in Black Caesar. Going in 60 seconds, Vamoose, poof. Omar F, yo Q, how I got the juice. New Jack City, Nino had the Carter. And this is shit you bump while you're riding on the martyr.
So, what is the difference between rap and hip-hop? Simple. It's like the difference between saying you love somebody and being in love with somebody. Rap. Just a word.
To the groove of it, and you done left me enough at the end to sample. Oh, you done messed up. Boy, you gonna learn tonight.
Man, that's my joint right there.
Hey, man, that is the joint. Hey, I know I got some people saying, man, but y'all don't play cuss words, because y'all always said I had to play that, man. I just wanted y'all to hear what we talking about. Now, plus, this is our guest, man. This is our guest,
I appreciate
man.
It. That's my favorite. My favorite joint on the album.
No, man, it is. That I had to let them hear what I was talking about it. I mean, it was set up, and I mean the whole story, you know, that was just being broken down and told. I mean, I'm tripping. My man said he'd have been a greaser if he was in Outsiders. I'm digging that, man. Like, oh, come on, break it down.
So you know that song went over so many people's head. That's why it's like a lot of people really haven't gravitated to that song yet, because it's like the lyrics are just going over their head. They can't understand it. They can't follow.
You know why? Once upon a time, this hip-hop game was about similes and metaphors. You see what
right.
I'm saying? That was the way we spoke. We spoke only using similes and metaphors, and we broke it down that way. We didn't come out and say, I'm bad. You know, you get hard as hell. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like Penitentiary Steel. You know what I'm saying? You got that type. And when you listen to the song, that's what I grabbed out of it. Not saying that's how you meant for it to come, but the way I got out of it, you know, is metaphors. Everything, you know, the different situations, you know, you just comparing yourself, you know, this movie right here, you know, off in this movie, this is who I would have been, this is why. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
broke it down like that, man. Hey, higher learning, dog. I had a crush on old girl.
I had a crush on Deja.
You know what I'm saying?
And basketball wise, I got a thing for Malaysia. I love Malaysia.
You know, it's the breakdown, man. But that's because, you know, they ain't doing it like that no more, dog. So, man, whatever you do, don't change you. Don't change you to
right.
dumb it down for them. You know what I'm saying? Make them get on your level, man. If you got to get them a ladder, man, go get them a ladder, man. You got to put them on the elevator. Put them on the elevator. Hell yeah, make them get on your level, man. You know, because
it's like, come on up here.
Come on up here.
Right.
Get on my level, man. That's where we came from, man. I mean, just sit back and listen to it, man. You know, cats wasn't. I mean, I don't want to knock these cats, but I ain't gonna put not one of them on the pedestal. I don't know what they're talking about, man. I try. I try to listen. I don't know what they're talking about. I don't.
You know, I don't.
I'm at the
loss.
You know,
the only reason I listen to the radio now is just to see what people are doing. I don't listen to it as a fan because I don't like new music. Right. And I mean, for the most part, I listen to old music. I don't listen to no new music. Only time I listen to it is to see what people are dancing to in the club, see what they're listening
right.
to. And it's like, I can't relate half the time. I'm like, yo, this is garbage. I can't do this.
But you know what though, being a music, you know, enthusiast, it's gonna make you go and listen to them, because how can you chronicle history if you leave out portions of it? So I don't knock you for checking out, because I check it out for the same reason. You know, what's going on out there? You know, what's going on out there? You know, now.
Right.
I'm not going to go and buy. You know, we was talking earlier. You know, last CD I grabbed was, I think it was the Ja Rule Blood in My Eyes. It was either the Ja Rule Blood in My Eyes or the Black Album. That was it. You know, I didn't grab, you know, like you know, this song off of Amazon, this song off of iTunes and stuff like that, but I have not bought an album. Haven't bought an album. They haven't had, you know, I'm MC Ren with this. Ain't no rap groups out that I know that made me want to listen to the radio. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Simple as that.
Exactly.
I can't get a whole album. You know what I'm saying? You get bored. You get bored, you know.
The last albums that I bought was, like, I bought J. Cole. I think I bought Kendrick. I bought Kanye's last album, which I really didn't, I ain't like it, but I'm a Kanye fan, and I bought Jay's
right.
album. I think I bought T.I.'s last album. I buy every T.I. album because, I mean, I like what the brother's
yeah.
doing. I like how he structures a song, and I love his ad-libs. I mean, if you sit there and listen to a T.I. song, like, damn, but he uses a lot of ad-libs, and he fills his songs up. So I think
yeah.
those are the last four or five albums I bought. Other than that, I ain't really bought nothing.
I can't lie, man. I call Tip my illegitimate son, man. He my illegitimate son. He remind me of a young T.L. when I was out there. You know, he remind me of a young T.L., man. Just and he even stay in trouble. He even stay in trouble like the young T.L. did. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, at the same token, man, the brother's on his square, you know, when it comes down to music. You know, M's joint, man, I've been really listening to M's joint, man. What's that Rap God joint, man. I love how he, you know, I mean, that's all I can say. He really, really, really bought it on that. So I listened to that. You know, he's a battle artist, you know, and that's why I come Battle MC. So you always
right.
You always got to stay in shape. You always got to stay in shape. You never know who the next target going to be.
You
got to
get that work in.
Hey,
got to stay in the gym.
There you go. Hey, we got a caller. We got 404-789. Who we got on the line?
This is Catrice. Can y'all hear me?
How you
yes,
doing?
Ma'am.
y'all can hear me?
We can hear you.
I'm on the mega bus headed to Chicago.
Mega bus, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm saying, girl. You on the mega bus?
I'm on the mega bus headed to Chicago. I did just come from Chicago, but you know they need me back, so I had to go back.
Hey, girl, you better come back with some tiny beef.
I already did that. You just need to come to the house.
Tell everybody on the mega bus. Shane said, "What's up?
What's up, Shane?"
What's up, man? She said, "Can y'all
man.
Hear me? Sound like
can
y'all
hear me?
Sound like
Steve. Like,
I'm
can y'all,
on,
can y'all
I'm
hear me?
I'm about to beat you, right?
Mister, come around the corner. Y'all be quiet.
you told Harpo beat me."
Man, I'm on this bus. I said, you know what? Let me call in. Congratulations on the new day. You know what? When I saw the announcement, I said to myself, I said, "Self, now this must have been a real long thought for him to do this after all
you know
these
it was.
Years."
But you
know what
was.
Though? What's so funny though? Fridays are fitting for you. This is going to be like an explosive day for Gert and Ryan. Because, you know,
hey.
People coming off the weekend, you kicking off the weekend, which is, I mean, it's multimental. It's you're kicking it off, and people just going to be ready to go and do what they need to do. That's what I'm talking about. Look, I'm on the bus heading to Chicago and I'm listening to Greek. Come on, now.
That's what I was saying.
Think
about it. There's no other radio station that you can listen to continuously for the next 2 hours on the highway.
There you go.
That's a fan.
There you go. There you go.
See?
That's love right there.
Ain't nothing but law.
That's
what I'm dying about. Before my signal drop off, if I can throw a little plug in there for Tuesday night.
Listen, people. Tuesday,
I am going to have, now brace yourself, and I know some guys don't like this, but I am going to have the transvestites that were beat up on MARTA a few months back on the show, okay? And they're gonna talk about the incident that happened to them on the MARTA. Now, I'm not sure if you saw that, Tia. Did you see it? Or the boy was naked on YouTube?
No, okay. I'm going to have to look it up.
Please check it out. The two transvestites that were beat up on the MARTA train. Because guess what? Who was on the train? I was on the train.
There you go. Tell them how they clothes on. We don't get down like that.
They're gonna talk about their ordeal, but you know me. You know, I'm gonna ask a whole lot of questions because, you know, I'm curious. And when I'm curious, I'm just gonna ask. And this is Lawless Radio, so I can ask anything I want. And
there you go, baby.
Get up.
Lawless.
You know, this is the year to turn up. We about to turn it up and turn it out.
There you go. Show up and show off. Hey, see you there right there. I'm gonna wrap it up with Shane. I'm gonna wrap it up with Shane. Hey, Shane, man, love you, Shane.
Love you too, baby.
There you go. Ooh, wait, look at you get all the love on the radio. Hey, Shane, man. Tell them how they can support you, man. That's right. Give them your Twitter, your Facebook, your websites, and all that good stuff, man. Tell them how they can support you.
Man, they can find me on Twitter, The Real Shane D, Instagram, Billy Ray Valentine. What else? Facebook, I Am Shane Donovan. You can get my album on iTunes, Rhapsody, Amazon, Google Play. If I'm in traffic in the streets, you can catch me in the streets and you get a CD in traffic. I mean, it's just holler at me, man. I tweet back. I like pics. I do it all, man. So just holler at me, man.
Hey, man, that's it right there. Hey, Shane, man. Hey, you know what I said, man. Continued success, bro, man. I'm really proud of the project, man. It really turned out well, man. I'm really digging the songs, man. I want to see them go, and I'm definitely blasting them out, man. You give me these doggone radio edits, man, so we can play the whole album on the station.
Yeah, I got you. And hold on. Wait a minute. Shout out to 480, because without 480, this would never been possible, man. P. Wilson, man, that's my dude, man. I love that dude to death, man. And without 480, this would have never happened. So, like I said, shouts out to 480. Shouts out to anybody who worked on the album, BMO, Majestic, Fury, just everybody who made this possible. Shouts out to every artist I ever worked with. Shouts out to Jagged Edge for letting me open up for you on the road. I mean, I just appreciate everybody, man. This is like a humbling experience.
There you go, man. No doubt, man. No doubt.
Shout out to TL.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Thank you. Thank you, man. Hey, now, you getting off, man. If you still going to be up and moving around when I go on Lawless Radio After Dark, man, you hit up the show too, man. Get on Lawless Radio After Dark also, man.
Hey, man, there it is, man, because Comcast just left my crib, so I got my cable, my internet back up. So, yeah, I got you.
There you go, man. I'm going to holler at you now. Hey, I'm going to give y'all, man. I'm jamming, man. Hey, that's Shane Donovan, man. I'm going to give y'all, I'm jamming, man. This is also off the For Music Lovers album, man. We'll be back, man. We got Nakee for the second hour of the show, man. Y'all stay right there, man. No, you are not being mistaken. No, your ears are not deceiving you. Phone callers, I see y'all there. I'm going to get to y'all. Let me get this music, baby. Nothing comes before the music. It's Lawless.
Do my dance, cause you know I'm jamming. Off the wall, Michael Jackson, you know I'm jamming. Rolling through the Rolling Stones, you know I'm jamming. I'm jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming. Riding 285, straight roller coasting. 85 in the 55, slow motion. The top's down, enjoy the breeze. Traffic gotta stand still, so roll the trees. Yeah, smoking on some gas. AC on full blast. Wasting all my gas. Turned up like the Radio 32. Magic Johnson, this one's for you. Hear my song, do my dance, cause you know I'm jamming. Off the wall, Michael Jackson, you know I'm jamming. Rolling through the Rolling Stones, you know I'm jamming. I'm jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming. Hear my song, do my dance, cause you know I'm jamming. Off the wall, Michael Jackson, you know I'm jamming. Rolling through the Rolling Stones, you know I'm jamming. I'm jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming. You sway back and forth, back and forth. Start to lean, white boy crazy. Charlie Sheen, Charlie Sheen, Charlie Sheen. I'm jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming. You sway back and forth, back and forth. Start to lean, white boy crazy. Charlie Sheen. I'm jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming. Girls, girls all around me going loco. I got a bad white chick badder than Coco. Got two sisters like the Glenn twins. Menage a trois, French for being friends. Getting cozy on the couch playing Simon Says. Simon Says, open legs, open mouth. Take a shot, and now we jamming till my neighbors call the cops. Hear my song, do my dance, cause you know I'm jamming. Off the wall, Michael Jackson, you know I'm jamming. Rolling through the Rolling Stones, you know I'm jamming. I'm jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming. Hear my song, do my dance, cause you know I'm jamming. Off the wall, Michael Jackson, you know I'm jamming. Rolling through the Rolling Stones, you know I'm jamming. I'm jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming. You sway back and forth, back and forth. Start to lean, white boy crazy. Charlie Sheen, Charlie Sheen, Charlie Sheen. I'm jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming. You sway back and forth, back and forth. Start to lean, white boy crazy. Charlie Sheen, Charlie Sheen, Charlie Sheen. I'm jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming, I'm jamming.
Yo, this is the type of song you just jam to. You just bob your head to it. You just lean with it. You just do the cat daddy to it. You just do the rock away with it. You just bobbing. You just like when you was a kid. Like back in the day when you was like a little youngin'. You didn't know what the hell you was doing. You just jamming all night long. Cause you thought you was supposed to. Niggas like, your grandma was like, ooh, look at that baby jam. That baby jamming over there. Get it, baby, get it. Just jam all night long. That's all I do, I just jam. I just be in a zone, locked away somewhere, just jamming. Jamming my ass off, like doing the Michael Jackson to it. Just doing the Rockaway to it. Do the Kurt Cobain, Rolling Stone that bitch. Do the Mick Jagger, LMFAO. Lil Jon, jam to this shit, nigga.
This should be played at high volume.
By the radio, unless it's with my girl on my Evo. Text me anything you wanna know. text me even when Leo. How talk much less, my baby on the other end. And all she says to me is I'm missing you. And that's all I wanna hear because she knows she knows.
Crucial Conflict Church. Yo, what up? This your boy Nevermore, Crucial Conflict. You know what I'm saying? Lawless Radio all day, every day. You play it, you hear it, you dig.
You dig. Hey, man, I'm enjoying this, man. New day, man, for the champion, man. Hey, I'm enjoying the love that I'm getting, man. Shout out Yolanda. Shout out Mystic. Shout out Mel. Shout out Iced Out Click, ATL, what's going on? Them boys performing tonight. Man, shoot me over that info, man. All you said was make sure you tell them to check out the show. Shoot me that info, dog, so I can tell them where it's at. Janelle, what's going on? Brianna, my niece, checking out the show. Dino, checking out the show, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Thanks for the love, man. Hey, it's something new for me, man. 6 years Wednesday nights, man. Now I'm on Friday, man. I'm enjoying it, man. Went from one hit maker to another, man. Had Shane Donovan on, man. Now I got your man Nakila Beat, man. What's going on, bro?
What it do, cuz?
Oh, man, ain't nothing slick said to a can of motor oil, dog. What's up, man?
Can't call it, man. You know, just checking in with you, making sure everything's all good, you know?
Hey, man, that's what it is, man. That's what it is. It ain't like they don't know who you are. It ain't like they don't know who you are, Naki. Man, give them the breakdown. Don't give them the the long version of your resume, man, because we only got an hour. Don't give them the long version of your resume, man, because the man is out here. The man is out here. The man is working. The man is grinding. The man is doing it, man. I go to Facebook, man. First off, I'm going to say this, you know, straight from the heart. This is my dog, man. I'm loving seeing, you know, how you done come up. This is my man off the same block, y'all. This is my dog right off the same block, man, and I'm hitting Facebook, man. I'm seeing, man. I'm like, man, damn, man. Just love seeing, you know, cats from my neighborhood, man. Because we know, man, they find few in between that really make it, you know, alive off our block, man. You know, so seeing what you're doing, man. I'm just proud of you, man. I'm happy as all get out, man. You just don't understand, dog.
Man, I appreciate all the love that you've been, you know, giving us, you know, over the years, you know, supporting the music that, you know, I've been putting out. But for people who don't know, I mean, of course you can Google, you know, but I'm going to just give you the short version. I'm more so of I'm a DJ, but, you know, I'm a remixer and I'm a record producer, songwriter, vocal arranger, all that, you know, work with a lot of different people, major artists, independent artists, starving artists, you know, just, you know,
right.
trying to build a foundation musically with artists that really take music serious and that loves music like I do.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, tell me, what you got going on nowadays, man? I mean, you got your hand in everything. I mean, man, the man's on radio, you know, doing this thing over there. Then he jumping across, making sure that he voting to make sure the right people get the Grammys and all of this good stuff there, man. I mean, man, what all you got going on right now, Nakee?
Well, basically, you know, our focus has been just basically production, songwriting, and song placement for the most part. We've basically was able to acquire you know, a publishing situation, a production situation. So our job now is to just get in the studio, make records to help other artists that have buzz or that have a deal or that have these situations, just to make their stuff a lot easier, because a lot of these artists, they be on the road a lot. They tour, they do promo, they do press. They don't have time to get in the studio to write records. They don't get the time to get in to do the stuff that we do. So, you know, our job is just to basically make hits and present them. And it's been wonderful.
Right. That's what I'm talking about right there, man. When you're talking about the different artists, man. I know cats don't like to drop no names, man, but go ahead. Throw a couple of names at them, man.
I remix Chris Brown, remix Jason Derulo. Warner Brothers artist. He's a pop artist that's trying to cross over to the urban aspect. Of course, I did Do or Die, did Twista, did 50 Cent, Lloyd Banks, Selena Johnson. The list goes on, man. I mean, even, you know, we got some new stuff that we're working with. You know, Pimp C, he has an album coming, Trill Forever. So we got some joints on him with some of his old vocals. This kid named Michael Willett, he's off this MTV show called Faking It. You know, we got records on him. I mean, the list goes on. I mean, you know, of course, Rihanna, she's officially off Def Jam now. She's signed to Roc Nation management and the label, so she's looking for music. It's just so much stuff going on. Day 26, you know, the list goes on, man. So, you know, that's what we do over here.
Man, that's it right there, man. But I mean, man, come on, man, staying that busy, man. When do you get that? When you get the opportunity to breathe, man?
You know, I mean, when you really love what you do and you have passion for it, you know what I'm saying? You can breathe and work at the same time because you enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, I don't do PlayStation. I don't do Xbox 360. I don't do none of those things. I get pure enjoyment out of just creating, making music with other people that really share the same passion, the same drive that I have, because, you know, it's a real cruel business, and a lot of people get into it for the wrong reasons, but the passion will guide you through it and get you through the hard times, because, you know, if you do it for money, and you want to get in, I want to make money, I want to, you know, this or not. The ultimate goal is to make money, but if you're going in it to make money, you know, then you're not going to be successful, because I do music and I've done music for free and I enjoy doing it for free. You know, now that we're able to get, you know, compensated for it, that's more the better. But if you do something for free and you love it, that's a true passion, and that's how I feel about music.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, I swear, man, that is it right there, man, because, I mean, you don't have to. I mean, I get people to say on a regular, you know, a lot of things that I do, you know, you're supposed to charge. No, dude, this is something I love, man. I mean, hey, I'm a cat from the basement, you know what I'm saying, that had one turntable and a cassette, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even have a mixer, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even have a fader,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm doing parties the hard way, you know what I'm saying, because I loved it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now when I got access to this stuff here, you think I'm not going to share it with people that are in the position that I was in? No, dog, I'm sharing this, man. Y'all come on, man, get it, take it, man, run with it. But you got to do something with it. But I do know something. I know somebody's got to have a very extensive shoe collection. Every time I look, man, you got a new pair of J's up on there, man. About how many pairs you got?
Well, the way it works is I may buy, you know, maybe 25 to 50 pair of sneakers a year, but I donate the old ones every year. So I always got bags of shoes that I'm giving away, you know, that are in good condition, because if I don't wear them anymore, somebody else may want to wear them. So I give them away to Salvation Army, sometimes, you know, my uncles, my brothers, you know, people who can fit, you know, my size. But, you know, so it's like out with the old and with the new. That's basically, you know, so, yeah, but that, man, that's pretty much what I do. I love shoes, love sneakers.
Hey, no kid, man. I mean, hey, listeners, I ain't going to lie to you, man. I look, man, page come up. Oh, man, Nakina got another pair. No, Nakia got another pair. Oh, Nakia got another pair. you better not be putting no shoes up on my page. I'm looking one point, because you remember how they had those spam things they was tagging you in, right? I'm looking one point. I said, man, what is he doing? What is he doing spamming shoes? And I'm looking. Oh, no, that's his feet. Them his shoes. My man, get down, my dude.
That's
what I'm talking about.
And we also been blessed to get into the licensing, the sync game for, like, TV. You know, one of our TV and radio, one of our records was used in a national vitamin water commercial. Of course, we've been on Teen Choice Awards, ARM Awards. We've been on Grand Theft Auto. So we pulling ends from a lot of different places, man. And that's how you have to utilize, you know, your brand.
Yeah, and I mean it is truly expanding, because like I said, man, when I go on, man, I just, you know, like, man, my man is really doing it, you know. I mean, for anybody that thinks that I just got this Facebook thing that I really don't read, man, y'all got me really, really twisted. You know, I got a lot of time on these doggone flights that I'm always on. So yes, I do get the free Wi-Fi or whatever the little Wi-Fi is they have on the planes, man, and I read through this stuff, man, and when I'm checking out, man, I'm like, man, you know, I really be happy, man. You know, I'm checking out, you know, like the different things that you're doing, man. And I mean, you and G, y'all stay on the grind. Shout out to G, man. Y'all stay on the grind, man. I mean, it's like, that's how you're supposed to do it, man. That's how a team really works, you know. And I can't say nothing but you know how proud I am of your accomplishments, man. I'm finna send this one joint right now.
She's a certified killer, man. Shouts out to G Money.
Yeah,
got a shout out, because she's a certified hit woman. That's what she do.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. Also, man, you know, so much stuff goes on with us that we're not really good at our social media. You know, we post what we can. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get a little bit better at it, but so much stuff be going on. We just, you know, it's hard to, you know, catch and capture every moment. So, you know, but definitely, man, you know, you get it to this the first joint, though.
Yeah, you can get it, man. I mean, hey, trust me. I know, man, because I try. But, man, hey, We just got a social media person that really takes care of that. Shout out to Tanya and Nick. You know, they'll be taking care of that stuff back. Because if it's left up to TL to do, man, y'all ain't going to have nothing on these on Facebook.
I know, right? It's crazy, man. It's like, you know, one day it's two social media sites. Now it's four or five. It's always something new. You know, we stay up on it, but it's just hard to, you know, keep up on it. Because, you know, we're not artists, so we don't have to, you know, update fans every day. You know what I'm saying? We just, you know, we got fans that like what we do musically, but it's not like we in the video, we on the stage. You know, we behind the scenes, so I kind of prefer that. So I could post when I want to because, you know, nobody's really, like, looking for what happened to this guy, what happened to that, you know what I'm saying? Because we're not the artists, and that's a blessing, too, because it's really hard for artists, man. You gotta stay on that shit, man. It's crazy.
You got to stay on that. You got to make sure that you're good to perform and all of that. Yeah, man, it is, man. Hey, and you know what? Matter of fact, that's what we're going to talk about when we come back, man. I'm going to get on this other side, man. And we'll come back, man. We'll be talking, man. Y'all got Nakita Beat, man, on the show. Lawless Radio, Grit Grind. Callers, y'all stay right there, man. I'm going to get y'all in, all right?
I never thought it would be you. When we were chilling, smiling in the photo booth. But we got closer, and you were eating off my food. Coming over, and we would talk all afternoon. Tonight we'll just get drunk.
Take me to the other side. I'll be you caught my eye. You took me by surprise. There's something about you, girl, that left a young G hypnotized. I don't know what it is, but I gotta figure out how to be with one when I'm so used to the player route. I've been in love before, yeah, I know what love about. Hurt them or you get hurt first, depends on how things working out. Moving out, I thought about, but all I know is she for sure. You may come, you may go, I don't know how you may roll. Therefore, I just do my thing, in my lane, run my game. Option weighing on my scale, relationships deserve the hell. Forgive me if you feel ignored, truly I do cut for you. Hopefully you can see, wait a while and we can be.
I hear your stories of tragic times, but I still deserve to be treated right. When you ignore me, you just show me.
You listening to the hottest radio station playing independent artists like myself, man. Lawless. This is Lawless Radio, baby. So keep it locked. Don't touch that dial. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Much love.
Hey, man, that's what it is there, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in, man. I'm also kicking off Lawless Radio After Dark on Friday nights, man. You're going to have a doubleheader with the chairman, man. Lawless Radio, man. Lawless Radio After Dark, man. 11 p.m. Put your kids to sleep, man. It's all for the grown, sexy, and flirty. Y'all ladies know I be flirting with y'all on the radio. Hey, but right now, man, we kicking it with the man, Naki the Beat Man. What's happening now, bro?
What up, what up, what up?
Hey, man, nothing, man. Now, hey, before we went into the song, man, you know, we was just talking about the artists and, you know, just you know, the whole internet thing today with the social media and stuff. You know, with that, you know, you being around as long as you've been around, do you see, you know, it being a real pro or more so a con, you know, with artists having, you know, all of these different social media groups, you know, that they, I guess, are expected to keep up?
Well, it's, you know, technology is always evolving. So, you know, I'm one for embracing technology. Being a DJ, used to have to carry 5 or 6 crates in the club to, you know, condensing and consolidating to CDs and then to hard drives.
Right.
You know, that's been one of the most, you know, the biggest invention for DJs, you know, that didn't happen in the last, you know, 50 years. So, you know, technology definitely is going to continue to change, but I think it's more so a gift than a curse, because if you don't, you know, if you get a chance to actually capture, you know, actual fans, people that support what you do, and that'll ride for you at any time, that can be the gift, you know. The curse can be how R. Kelly put up Axe Kills and his same fans just went in on him, you know. So you get a little bit of both, you know, but I do think in today's music business, in today's society, that it's definitely necessary. And, you know, it's definitely something that serious artists need to embrace as if they do their music. You know, your social media has to be just as tight as your record.
Yeah. And you know what? When you put it like that, I mean, all valid. Very, 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 very valid. I think one of the most recent cases we've seen was like Rihanna. You know, Rihanna is really involved with her Twitter, you know, and she had basically kind of joked about a young lady who had worn, you know, a dress that she wore, you know, and kind of like joked it off, you know, like she, you know, she, the late young girl didn't do the dress justice, you know, and, you know, to hear her explain it, she was just saying, you know, like, you know, the girl wasn't as developed as her, you know, so where the dress, you know, was hugging here and there, you know, it was just straight dropped on the girl, you know, and that was her. She said she wasn't trying to roast the girl, but people took that and they took off running with it, and it was only the people that followed her, because you know that, you know, everybody just ain't seeing the tweets. It's got to be the people following you, you know, to grab your tweets and go in and screenshot them and everything, put them all on the Facebook. So, like you say, you know, it can turn around like it did on Kales. It can come back and bite you. But, you know, at the same token, you know, when I sit back and I look at what we're doing now, you know, when I started Lawless Radio back in 2003, it was just basically a disc. All I did was press up a bunch of discs with me, you know, DJing all these different songs that I got from people. And now today, I'm on the internet. You know, I have 414s, I have 404-773-708, I got 412s, I got a 697, I'm going to have to see where you're calling from. But all of these area codes right now that I have on this switchboard, you know, I otherwise would not have been able to reach had the technology not gone where it is today.
Absolutely. And, you know, the whole social media thing, you know, it can definitely restrict people from even just having an opinion, you know, especially more famous people, you know, bigger artists, you know, because everybody's entitled to their own opinion, you know. I mean, there's some records that I hear that, you know, I really don't like, that I don't really care for that much, or things that, you know, that I want to say, but sometimes you can't say it because, you know, you're under so much, you know, a magnifying glass that if you say it, you may offend somebody in the wrong way, which, you know, back then before social media was even popular, you could say anything you want because nobody could get you. Nobody could find you, you know. Right. You know, people used to have to go on radio and go on TV shows, video shows to say what they want to say, you know, and it spread across the news like that. But with social media now, you know, they just, you know, so like I said, it's a gift curse. You know, it's definitely in the middle, and it's 50-50.
Yep, it definitely is. Hey, let me grab a caller real quick here. 697-468. Who we got on the line? 697-468. Okay, we're not going to talk to you then. We're not going to talk right back. Hey, 414-807. I think this look good here.
Hey, you know what it is, Mel Lawless. Hey. Yes, sir.
What's going on?
You know, I had a call in and on your first show on Friday just to give my support to Lawless Radio, Lawless Entertainment, you know, everything Lawless. I love my family. I love what we doing. And
there you go.
I just, you know, I show my support. So, yeah, and the guy on the line, he's very humble. I like him. He's cool.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah. That's all right. Hey, LaCuz, you stay right there, okay?
Okay.
Hey, but I mean, all kidding aside, though, I mean, she bring up a very valid point, man. I mean, come on. You and I know all of the things that you got going on. We know all of the things that you're doing, but you don't get on there. You're not on here, you know, with the, you know, let me wave my banner. You know what I'm saying? All hail King Naki. You know, this, you know, I mean, it's laid back like, man, yeah, you know, I'm just living, man, you know, just breathing air, man, the same way you doing, man. You know, got oxygen coming in my nose, coming out my mouth, baby. It's all good, man. Got that Snoop laid back shot thing going on, man.
You just got to understand, man, you know, silence
is more musical than any song.
Yeah.
So you just have to just, you know, I mean, I don't knock anybody that want to, you know, hold their chest out or, you know, parade around with banners and things like that. I mean, that's your prerogative. That's what you want to do. That's cool. You know, I don't shy away from people like that, though. You know, they may be extra proud of their accomplishments, so they won't, you know, they want to brag about it, which is cool with me.
Right.
You know, come from and how I like to do things, you know, I don't want to reach the success of a Michael Jackson where you can't go nowhere. You're a prisoner in your own crib.
Dang.
I still want to go get my cereal. I still want to go get my milk and still have a bank account of Michael Jackson.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
And that's what songwriting and producing and doing things behind the scenes, that allows us to have that freedom, at least that much freedom.
Yeah. You are so right. You are so right, man. I mean, I think it'll be scary. I cannot tell a lie. You know, step out, man. You know, trying to enjoy me. You know, getting where I am now in age, man. I try to spend as much time as I can with my family. You know, so you know, I love eating. I didn't get this weight on looking at no food, dog. I puts it down, you know. So last thing I want to be doing, man, sitting at a restaurant, man, and you got to stuff all over your food, man. Come on, man. I'm from the old school, man. Don't talk to me while I'm eating, man. I hit you in your throat, man. You know. So I don't want to get to that position right there, man. I don't ever want to get to that position, man. Hey, excuse me. Excuse me. I don't mean to be spitting all over your food and everything, but you know, please, no.
I mean, you know, a lot of people got to understand that the reason why these fans and different people do that is because they never know if they're going to get an opportunity to see that celebrity or star again, and understand that these artists that or celebrities that came across and received that type of success, they signed up for it. So,
there you go.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a few people. Like, you know, I never met Michael Jordan before, but if I see him, I'm sure going to stop him. You know, I'm sure going to talk to him. You know what I'm saying? Even if he's pissing. I'm going to say, Mike. I wait till you finish.
Hey, shake my hand with the other hand, Mike.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, because you never know when you're going to see those people, and you got to really execute that opportunity, because you never know. I mean, you don't want to be blatantly rude and, you know, like I said, somebody eating and you spitting all over their salad and this and that. Wait till they finish.
Right.
Maybe you can catch them at the door, you know, before they leave out or whatever like that, and probably, you know, strike a conversation with them.
Hey, but I feel you, man, because I know if I ever run across Prince, dog, I'm going to tell you right now, man, Prince, this is my dog, fellow Gemini, man, and we got so much in common. I just need to talk to him to find out why I think the things I think, because, you know, he's been thinking it longer than me. You know, so I just want to find out from him, you know, some words of wisdom. You know, like, Prince, man, how do you hold on to this Gemini-ness, man? It's hard for me to maintain this Gemini-ness, man. I'm like 50 people trapped in one, man. How do you do it, Prince? And secondly, why are you just so doggone pretty, man? I mean, I go to sleep ugly. I wake up ugly, man. How do you pull it off, Prince? You know, I got questions, man.
Prince told you he'd talk to you, but you got to go to his crib and you got to wear some butt-out jeans.
Bro,
you still going to holler at him?
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me think now. Okay, I got on the butt-out jeans. Am I sitting down? Am I sitting at all times?
No, he wants you to stand on his porch. He wants you to stand on his porch to the back.
Whoa, okay. Oh, is he standing behind me or in front of me?
He's standing in front of you.
Oh, in front of me, okay. Ain't nobody back there, though, right?
Well, you never know. You know, people drive past all the time. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? We got to take one for the team.
I feel you on that.
Hey, shirts, blouses. No, Prince, man, I can't do the. I don't know, man. I got a lot of whoopings, man. So my behind is black. I'm talking midnight charcoal, get out the car in the oil, like, come on, I got whoopings. that joke is black. It is not the color of the rest of my body at all. She did not miss while she was swinging. She was very, very strategic in how she swung. Yes, she did.
Wow.
Yes, she worked it up. I can't throw on the butt out. I can't throw on the butt out, Gene. If he locked me in the room like with Vanity Six, well, Vanity Six back in the day, right about now, I'm quite sure they look like a road map, everything sagging everywhere.
Yeah, that was every boy's crush, I tell you that.
Poof, Vanity Six, let me tell you. First time I laid eyes on actual Apollonia, and I wish we had, like phones and stuff back then and stuff, you know. I know right now to this day she's saying, who was that damn fool? And I took off, man. I'm running across that doggone street. I'm in Hollywood, man. I seen her. And I took off, man. You talking about, man, dodging cars, looking like a fake OJ running through the airport, man. I was trying to get to her, man. I was gone. I was on here. Yeah, just didn't
That's
get
funny.
To her, dog. Just didn't get to her, man. Y'all didn't know if
yeah,
I did.
Funny.
Apollonia have a baby TL right about now. Hey, man. Hey, let these people know, man, how to support you, man. I know you're on the radio and everything, man. Tell them the sites and everything, man, where they can go and support you.
You can you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. It's Naki the Beatman, KITHE. BEATMAN. Also got like mixtapes and stuff out. Chicago Power Hour Volume 1, Chicago Vault. Those mixtapes are up on iTunes. You know, YouTube it. You know, there's so much stuff going on right now where, you know, you're going to be hearing a lot of different things coming out under the LMG Life Music Group, LMG Beat Gang Act. You know, so just keep your ears open because, I mean, you know, stuff is really cracking.
Yeah, man. That is it right there, man. Hey, Naki, man, I appreciate you taking time, man. I've been wanting you on this doggone show for the longest, man. I appreciate you coming on, man. Continued success, my brother. We're going to have to catch up, man, when I get back home one day, man. We definitely got to sit down and chop it up, man.
No doubt, hit me up. You know, I be down there. I be in ATL all the time, so I just got to hit you, man, because we're in the studio.
Hit
so
me, man.
You can probably come by, you know, one of the sessions and hang out, man, and just, you know, shoot the crap, you know?
Hey, there you go, man. You got the number, man. Hit me up, man. All right? Give me some more music, man. Hey, you know, the joints you said, man, I'm going to get them in rotation on Lawless Radio After Dark later on tonight. You know, just on this one right here, we can't say the you know, the couple of languages. But we getting in rotation tonight on Lawless Radio After Dark, man. You go ahead, man, do your thing, man, and I'm going to holler at you, bro, all right?
No doubt, man. Thank you for the invite. I appreciate it, man. And once again, thank you for the support over the years, playing all the artists and all the things that we sent you, and you definitely a strong supporter of Life Music Group, myself, G, and, you know, everybody that we ever brought to the table to get your support, man. So we appreciate you, man, 100%.
Hey, man, no doubt, bro, man. Anytime, man, anytime, all right?
You got it, bro. Take care, man.
All right, now. Hey, here goes Naki. The beat man produced joint, man. This is
anime,
never
pockets
seen
on Cena, got five Kelly Rollins, three bad Trinas, this is sweat like a Trina, baby, I could be your FEMA, she been here, she been here, but I ain't never had a hair. Well,
thirsty, so I'm trying to obey it like it's gotta be Sprite, so gone off that Patron. Now I'm looking at my glass like, damn, this just had to be Spike. Well, now she gon' drop it till it's economy low. Got grace for working it, well, she just made the honor roll. Yeah, I'm the player that all of these limelight tones. Special shout out to you, girl, just for inspiring the song.
what rolls. Drunk high, standing in for the drone. Doing me, trying to live life long. My city forever my home. Young nigga, I'm in my zone. Turn up when you hear this song, ayy. We smoking all night. We drinking all night. We turning up all night. Make a movie like Spike. We smoking all night. We drinking all night. We turning up all night. Make a movie like Spike.
Bottles, bottles, let's keep it coming. Okay, now drinking and drugs. Got the party jumping, yeah. Love the way that you dropping low. Certified up and down that pole. I'm on the lean and I'm smoking green. Sun is trying to bring home. Bartender go pull up. Drink until I throw up. In the car doing donuts. Money got your girl, I'll hold up. I'm like, DJ, DJ, this right here my song. I ain't worried about no hater, cause I'm busy getting dope. I'm in my zone, yeah, now watch me turn up, turn up. I'm in my zone, yeah, now watch me turn up. I'm in my zone, yeah, now watch me turn up,
turn up.
I'm in my zone, yeah, now watch me turn
up, turn up.
Getting money, ain't tryna go broke. Show no love to these. Just broke, got another one roll. Drunk off, hand me in for the throne. Doing me, tryna live life long. My city forever my home. Young nigga, I'm in my zone. Turn up when you hear this song, ayy. We smoking all night. We drinking all night. We turning up all night. Make a movie like Spike. We smoking all night, we drinking all night, we turning up all night, make a movie like Spike.
And we ain't gonna stop till we hit the AM. This liquor got me stuck in what I'm smoking, got me Asian. The way I'm taking these shots, I handle them like I'm 50. Her cups feel, red cups feel, everybody getting tipsy. Turn down for what? Built to my own level, broke just trying to flex. They don't pop no vessel. I'm feeling the vibe. I ain't tryna leave it sober. I'm feeling your girl. So can you come a little closer? I'm gone.
I'm in my zone, yeah. Now watch me
turn up, turn up.
I'm in my zone, yeah. Now watch me turn up. I'm in my zone, yeah. Now watch me
turn up, turn up.
I'm in my zone, yeah. Now watch me
turn up, turn up.
Getting money, ain't tryna go broke. Showing all up to these. Just broke, got another one roll. Drunk off, hand me in for a drone. Doing me, tryna live life long. My city forever my home. Young nigga, I'm in my zone. Turn up when you hear this song, ayy. We smoking all night. We drinking all night. We turning up all night. Make a movie like Spike. We smoking all night. We drinking all night. We turning up all night. Make a movie like Spike.
Yeah, it's your boy Bo Deal, boss of Chicago, ground up representative, Killer Clan Chief, the Grand Wizard. Support your local come up at Lawless Radio. You already know what it do, man. Get right or get left. Bo. Sweeper!
Hey, man, that's what it is, man. I have enjoyed this Friday the 13th, man. New day, man. Grit Grind comes to you now on Fridays instead of Wednesdays, man. Y'all check out, man, your girl, Dr. Buckhalter, man. Hosting on Tuesdays, man, that's evening chat, man. New on Wednesdays, man, is your girl M, the queen, emphatic, man. Y'all check it out, man. Your man Buck. Buck got Thursday night sold up, man. Bucking off, doing what Buck does, man. Check out your man B-Mo Slim, Wednesday night, Flawless Radio After Dark. Starting Thursday, Riding Dirty Radio comes to Lawless Radio. That's right, man. Your man Big XL will be on Thursday nights, man, Riding Dirty Radio, man. And you're going to catch the chairman, man. Friday nights, man. I got Friday sold up. I'm doing Lawless Radio and Lawless Radio After Dark, man. Let me see what we got. We got 4-4-7-7-5. Who we got on the line?
Oh, man, you in luck because this is Buck. Hey, man. My secret apologies. I lost track of time. I was trying to get my wife out of town. Now I'm working with these kids, and then there was a nun.
Man.
She was in the church fire. I had to save her, so you know.
Hey, your wife called in. Sound like Harpo was trying to beat us. She called in. Sound like Harpo was trying to beat her. I thought she was hiding from the law, trying to listen. What you say?
She riding that mega bus, though, man.
Yeah, she's riding that mega bus.
To Chicago.
How much is that mega bus to Chicago, man?
55 one way.
55. How long will it take?
It's about the same amount as about 12 hours, like a car ride.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man.
If you can deal with having your bags checked, you know what I'm saying, going through an X-ray or nothing like that, you feel safe and secure about that, it's the way to go.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Hey, man, that might be a little dig for us, man. You never don't know.
Yeah.
You never don't know.
For real.
That might be a dig, man. That's what I'm talking about. What's going on with your bus?
Oh, man, excuse me. I'm here with the children alone. Normally I spend my Father's Day at a gentleman's club. Shout out to all the beautiful dancers at Club Onyx. But it seems as though me here with the children look like we're going to be spending Father's Day at the Fern Bank Museum.
Oh, no, man.
But, it's all good. I'm with my kids. I can see these somebody else's kids, but these are so
I think I can deal with it. You can do it, man. I believe in you, dog. You can do it, dog.
Show you right. Hey. Deepest apologies, man. I lost all track of time. I forgot the day was Friday. I forgot the show was this evening, and I just lost it all, man. That's why I'm timing in so late, brother.
Hey, Buck, the way things are went, Buck, I might be able to fuck with you on Thursday nights as well, man. We can just buck around as much as we want. Hey, who we got here? We got a 404-789. Who we got on the line?
It's me again.
Can't hear me. Oh, wow.
So we just left. We just lost a driver and picked up two more.
Hey, go and jump. Take the wheel.
You know the way to Chicago. Yeah, go and take the wheel. You know the way there.
Exactly.
Don't get caught.
I just hope these drivers as good as that first one.
So the first one was moving out.
Man, the first one was moving out. She wasn't playing. It was pouring down rain, and she was moving.
So where you at now?
We're in Nashville.
Nashville?
Yep.
Wait a minute. Damn, I thought you'd been a little bit farther than that.
No, man, we on the bus.
Oh,
Each stop is 30 minutes.
Okay.
Hey, now that's going to be longer than 12 hours, man.
Yeah, it's 14 hours, 53 minutes.
I forgot about that
two-hour
layover.
Yeah, I'll be in Chicago at 5:30 in the morning.
You can do it. Did you bring some sandwiches with you?
Man, I was just saying that. I asked the bus driver, I'm like, are you going to stop at a Pilot somewhere? Can I get a Subway, a McDonald's? She said, yeah, we're going to get some gas. I'm like, I appreciate you because, man, my stomach talking to me.
Yeah, it is. Y'all, hey, hold on. Y'all ain't got no attendant on there walking through giving y'all nuts and pretzels?
No. Man, for $55 one way, This is all you gonna get.
Hey, I'm finna start a new business, man. I'm finna hire hookers and vendors, and I'm gonna post them up on the doggone mega buses. That's
so,
right. They
you
want
know,
the
nah,
bus,
nah, what we need, is a lawless transit from Atlanta to Chicago, straight shot, Atlanta to Chicago. We ain't stopping nowhere else.
The Underground Railroad, baby.
The Underground Railroad.
Yes.
Y'all got issues.
She trying to run for her freedom.
I'm trying to run for my freedom. I'm almost there.
Ooh, you can do it. Don't let me see you.
Man. Ooh, wait. We're going to cut your feet off. Cut my feet off, I think. Man, shoot. If I was driving, I'd be in Louisville by now, but,
yeah.
I ain't driving.
That's what it is, man. Hey, y'all, I'm going to end this show. Y'all hit back on Lawless Radio After Dark. So we finna go back on Lawless Radio After Dark. Hey, you know we can get down dirty on that one now. So I might have you put your phone
right
up
now
at
what 11 o'clock? At 11 o'clock?
At 11 o'clock.
Tonight. Oh yeah. See, I'm gonna be entertained all night tonight. I appreciate
there
you.
There you go, baby. So y'all stay right there. You know, hey, you know the number, right? Hit the number.
Gotcha.
Oh, hey, man, we said to get out of here, y'all, man. Thank y'all, man, for welcoming me to this Friday night, man. This doubleheader is going to be something, man. Y'all going to catch me on Lawless Radio After Dark as well, man. Going to have your man Buck cutting up with me on there, man. And we're going to get the play-by-play mega bus action, man, from Catrice. She's going to let us know what's going on. I want to see who done took off their shoes on that bus and stanked it up, and I want to talk to the person sitting next to him, man. Y'all tune in. Lawless Radio After Dark's up next, man, 11 p.m., man. That number is 347-237-4990, man. Thank y'all, man. This Friday 13 has been something else, man. Shout out to my people out there working airlines, my people that keep them planes in the sky safely, rain, sleet, or snow. You make sure the plane's going. You do it all so well. Nobody else says thank you. If nobody else says they appreciate you, trust and know the gentleman does. Want to remind you that Lawless Radio is a product of Lawless Entertainment. The views of her here, unless otherwise indicated, is not the sole property of Lawless Entertainment. However, we've been granted the broadcasting rights to be a part of this show and every other show on Lawless Radio. Simply go to www.lawlessradio.com. Do not send us no link. Because I changed days don't mean I didn't change my fans. Do not send me no link. We don't download no music, man. All right? MP3 format, preferably follow us on Twitter. That is at LawlessENT. Follow me on Twitter at TheChairmanTL, man. But we're going to catch y'all next week, man. It's Lawless, man, and I'm up and out of here.
Let's roll. Yeah, I'm just a hustler on the go.
Known butter,
real fancy and elegant, man.
Known butter,
you know.
Known butter,
Lee Major, Cookie Bag Boy.
This is for the G's. This is for the hustlers.
Sitting on butter, man.
This is for the hustlers. This is for the G's.
Hey, who did this beat right here?
I stay on the grind, trying to satisfy the customers. Sitting on butter, sitting on butter, sitting on butter, sitting on butter, sitting on butter. Sitting on butter, on dime, fine frame, shotgun, I'm a cutter. This is for the cheese, and this is for the hustlers. This is for the cheese, and this is for the hustlers. This is for the cheese, and this is for the hustlers. I stay on the grind, trying to satisfy the customer.
Range job weather, but my inside wetter. All black NT, butter, soft leather. And this kush got me sitting up high. Girls see my ride, and they wanna get inside. Fresh out the detail, just got splashed. Having so much money,
my nickname Cash.
This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. Out there on the grind, pushing work to the customers.
Sitting on butter, I'm 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 sitting on butter. On dime, fine frame, shotgun, I'm a cutter. For the cheese, this is for the hustlers. This is for the cheese, this is for the hustlers. This is for the cheese, this is for the hustlers. I stay on the grind, trying to satisfy the customers.
so tall that I need a ladder to climb on my whip and hit a few spots. Cut a few corners, bend a few blocks, make a few stops, pull up with the knock. Music so loud, my fingers are pop. Throw cause I'm me in the box, cell phone down, there go the cops. I'm about my revy, man. You know my Gouda, man. My money long, you're shorter than a Oompa Loompa, Loompa man. My fatty grown, your fatty premature and amateur. I own a home, you still live at home with your mother. With your mother.
Sitting on butter, home 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 down flying train shotgun, I'm a cutter. For the G, this is for the hustlers. This is for the G, this is for the hustlers. This is for the G, this is for the hustlers. I stay on the grind trying to satisfy the cut.
Got a dime, fine frame, shotgun right with me. Baby from the old, but she live in the city. 528, Ray Barton Hemi. Pants so sick like it just lost a kidney. Whip so clean, you can put it in your house. Feet so soft, feel better than your couch. Yank up on you, smelling like the best. Chain gang, that's the ice on the neck,
Sitting on butter, 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 down flying train shotgun, I'm a cutter. This is for the G, this is for the hustlers. This is for the G, this is for the hustlers.